I'd like to pray now, if that's okay. I'd like to pray. Wow. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. Thank you that you are already here, and that each one of us that has been baptized in the Holy Spirit has you living inside of us. And we thank you for that. Father, would you help us to be more aware of what we carry in the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, just come and minister your love to each one of us here. Father, we're all in different places and we all need different things. But you know us intimately well. So would you come and answer our prayers and answer the cries of our heart? What is appropriate, what's right, Lord? So Lord, we just choose to be like the disciples and sit and wait and be still. And listen to what you say. Listen to you. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if anybody would be brave enough to put out their hand if they felt something from the Holy Spirit. God was doing something. Could you be brave enough to come and tell us what it is feeling? Just like one or two words, just like anything.
I just feel like a swimmy peace. Actually, I think there's just such a peace at the minute. Because interestingly, when you were reading on the screen, it kept saying oil of joy, oil of joy. But when you're talking about the oil, you kept saying peace. Actually, I think that is a real... What the presence that is here is a real peace. A real oil of peace.
So, Father, I just ask you to increase your peace for heaven. Well, thank you that you've got peace for her. Thank you for that oil. Wow, a bit more come, Lord. Anybody else feel brave enough to come and tell me what's what you think?
Yeah. Just want to share a picture I had just now. At the beginning of the time Rob was speaking, Heather walked through from the children with four loaves or rolls that were unleavened, and they looked awful. They were just soggy bits of dough. And I think that's what God's saying that we often feel like. Just now, she's walked back through after she's baked them. But I actually believe it's a sort of vision of what the Holy Spirit can do with us. She's walked through with four amazing, beautiful rolls, hot, looking gorgeous, appetizing, and available to be able to bless those she takes it to. And I think that's what God's saying to us, the Holy Spirit wants to fill us so he can make us available to bless others, to be something beautiful, that we can be a source of blessing to all those around us. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the most amazing God, that you make yourself available to us. In all your power and in all your glory, you want to fill us and let us radiate your power, your healing, your blessing to others. But to do that, Lord, we have to make ourselves available to be filled by you. So, Lord, I pray that you would turn us from being soggy dough today, not useful to you, feeling just that we are just useless, to being something that can be so available and so blessed and so abundant in our giving through your Holy Spirit. Lord, come in power, because we know you're available to each of us today. Lord, pour your Holy Spirit into our lives now. In your powerful name, I pray.
Anybody else like to share?
Sitting there, I had a picture, and I imagined being, I suppose, in the Garden of Eden or somewhere to meet God, but I was naked and I was ashamed and I was afraid to let God see me. And Jesus came and he clothed me and he dressed me in white as his bride. And he said, no, this is my bride. She is fit to appear before God. So come, don't be afraid.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you for your clothing, Lord. Anybody else feel that the Holy Spirit's...
I've never known what that phrase about having your head anointed with oil really was about. I mean, obviously about being commissioned by God and called by God. You read about, you know, David being anointed because he's commissioned. But the idea of having the whole protective thing about the sheep, I just thought that was absolutely amazing. I've never heard that before. So I quickly Googled that while Rob was talking.
check it out. Was it all right?
It's always when somebody's preaching.
Dreaded Google.
Sorry. but actually, there were three reasons that the shepherd anointed the sheep's head. One was to do with the bugs. And it says here, you know, do we not all have daily irritations in our heads, bothersome thoughts, angry thoughts, sinful thoughts, and we need the Lord's protection from those? But the second reason that the head of the sheep was anointed with oils was particularly the rams, because they headbutt each other to see who's going to be the superior one. And Rob talked about relationships. You know, with people, we all do that, don't we? We clash with other people. And by greasing the heads, their heads would slip off each other. Don't we need the Lord's anointing in our relationships so that we don't clash? Outdoors, they cut themselves on barbed wire. They get injured, and the oil is for healing, and we all get wounded, don't we? So, just to expand a bit, I really felt that was very powerful. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's not quite what I thought I'd share, but I was thinking about, you know, Jesus addresses the disciples, and he says, I'm going off track here, but beware the yeast of the Herod, and beware the yeast of the Pharisees. And then Jane came and talked about those unleavened, and we had Helen talking about the contest. And I feel the Lord was talking to me about having the right environment for his Holy Spirit, you know, that leaven of his Holy Spirit, the kingdom, if you like, to come. Because he sighed deeply at the Pharisees in that reading, because they were putting rules and regulations. They restricted what God would do because they said they had him in a box. And then also, the spirit of Herod is about a lack of humility. And I just want to say, you know, I say to myself and I say to us all is that, you know, if we want to really move in the power of the Holy Spirit, if we want to know him, like Rob breathed on me, that's just a human depiction, and is so way short of that breathing of God upon us, life into us. If we want to know that, then we need to get rid of this religious spirit, because it's there, you know, and sometimes we don't even realize it. But something that says this is how it's got to be, this God in a box kind of thing, we've got to take him out of the box. And this this political spirit, the spirit of Herod, that you know, that elevates ourselves. You know, with the more we elevate ourselves, you know what? The less God can move by the power of his Holy Spirit. So we need to be free from those two things. And that's why I just felt the Lord was sort of, I was puzzling why. And then these two things have come. And actually just said, yeah, let's just say, you know, I pray if that's all right. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the religious spirit over us and in us, and we bind the political spirit over us and in us, and we say, it's only your spirit that we want to know, in us, through us, over us now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anybody else that's like burning with something that the Holy Spirit is just... Chris.
Holy Spirit sometimes is a difficult thing because the churches have got it wrong so many times. You go to some churches and it's locked out and the church is dead. And you go to other churches and people are falling around barking like dogs and being completely bizarre. And the Holy Spirit is not one extreme or the other. So for those of you who've never really been touched by the Holy Spirit, excuse me, I'm a bit nervous. Don't be afraid, because the Holy Spirit never gives you more than you need. He never bursts in and throws you on the floor and makes you act weird. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he only come in if you ask. You don't get filled with the Holy Spirit unless you ask for it. But he comes in as a gentleman, and he'll give you wisdom and discernment so that you will know the things of God. So you'll know when other people are filled with the Spirit or whether it's the flesh. So you know when you read his word, the Holy Spirit will make it clear to you. To walk the Christian life without the Holy Spirit is a nightmare. I've tried it. It don't work. We need the Holy Spirit. That's why God has given it to us as a gift through Jesus. And it will transform your life. It'll make you so powerful in the kingdom of God. Trust me, I'm a very, very weak man, and yet 15 years down the line, I'm still walking with God, and it ain't because of who I am. It's because of the Holy Spirit who works in me. So trust him. And if you haven't felt him before, grab him today. And from today onwards, every day, grab him.
We ask you to reveal yourself yet again, Lord. I ask you that for all of us, Lord. That you reveal yourself to us all afresh today. Yes. That we might be abandoned to you, Holy Spirit. Amen. And Lord, we say, actually, yeah, we can trust you to just take us to where we are comfortable. But Lord, I also ask you to take us to places where we're uncomfortable. Amen. Because with you, it's still safe. And thank you, Lord, that, you know, often you don't make us look stupid, but sometimes you do make us look stupid, and that's right too, God. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. Because you respond to the cry in our hearts. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing here this morning. Thank you, Father.
I just wanted to say, I've got a loud voice. I just wanted to say, where I'm sitting up today by the sound desk and that, on the wall there is some butterflies, obviously, that the children have made in a previous activity that they've done. And I just had this lovely image. And when you're outside in the field somewhere, you see the butterflies flitting around. And then it kind of finds somewhere that it lands on. And then you can see the beauty of that butterfly as it stays. And I have this real sense that the same is with the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is fluttering around, and then it comes and lands. And I believe that when it does come, and when it does rest on you, you will know. You will know. And through that, I believe that he will reveal to you something in your life, something in your heart that he wants to do in you. So I just pray right now that that Holy Spirit would just flutter amongst us and just come to rest. And when it comes to rest, he will reveal something to you that you need today.